This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Borderline obsession with Travis Hunter and where he's going to play in the NFL, and also can he play both ways in the NFL? Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. And we've talked about that, Pearl, but there's a new caveat to this conversation, because the obvious comp of what Travis Hunter is trying to do, play both offense and defense in a full-time way, appears to be Shohei Ohtani, right? For when Shohei is fully healthy and is, you know, really at the top of his game, is pitching once every 5 days and DHing every other day of the week, right? And Travis Hunter was asked at the combine, do you think what's harder, what you are would be attempting to do or what Shohei Ohtani is attempting to do? And he said what he's doing, because the physicality of the NFL is not something that Shohei Ohtani has to deal with.
That is true. I don't agree with him, because every pitcher gets hurt, right? So the fact that Shohei is going out there and throwing the ball 101 miles an hour is actually much more brutal on your body than playing football. I guess that sounds weird, but you're much more likely to have surgery if you're a pitcher than if you're a football player. I mean, what percentage of pitchers now have surgery? Like 100, right?
I don't know if it's 100%. But here's the thing.
I mean, Shohei's already had how many surgeries?
He's had a few. Two? A Tommy John and then some other thing they're not calling a Tommy John, but
a follow-up on the Tommy John, right?
So I understand. I've heard a lot of people. Joel Klatt was one of them, who had been drafted into Major League Baseball. Never, I don't think ever got to the majors, though, but spent a few years in the minors and then obviously played football. And Joel said, it's absolutely harder to play baseball because of what you're asking your body to do. One is like a very, when you're hitting, is a very quick twitch, you know, like approach where, you know, hitting a 90 mile an hour fastball, they say, is one of the hardest things to do in sports. And then when you're pitching, it's very long, fluid motion. It's like the opposite of a quick twitch. And asking your body to do those two very diametrically opposite things would be much harder than just playing wide receiver and corner, which is asking your body to do very similar things. I respect that, and obviously Joel Klatt has done it, but I still think that Travis Hunter has a point here. Nobody's diving at Shohei Ohtani's knees. You know, nobody, you could have a collision, which he did have in the World Series, and definitely hurt his shoulder or whatever, his elbow. But
Yeah.
But that is more rare.
Maybe Shohei's the wrong example. But yeah, I know what you mean.
It is more rare. And I would say, I don't think all injuries are created equal. You have a usage injury that you would have in baseball with your elbow is very different than a collision injury where you have no idea how things could break or how things could get warped or, you know, and sometimes you don't know until the surgeon goes in and does the surgery. You know, EJ, unfortunately, tore up his knee, thought it was one spot, ended up being two spots. Rehab still going on. I think that I'm with Travis Hunter on this one, that it would be a lot harder, and it's because of the type of injury risk.
So maybe I'm being pie in the sky here, but Travis Hunter is going to play cornerback and wide receiver. I don't feel like cornerback's a major injury spot. It's not like middle linebacker. Why is this? All he has to do is run around after another. He's not going to hit anybody. If the coach is smart, he won't hit anybody. So I feel like you could protect a player at that position. And it's not even that dangerous. The way he plays, he doesn't strike me as a total injury risk. He's not a running back. Those guys always get hurt.
Yeah.
So you could protect him a little bit. Where, again, I view Shohei Ohtani as the classic example of if you use your arm too much, you're going to have to get surgery. So baseball, you're guaranteed to head down that road. I think that Travis Hunter could stay healthy. Look at Deion. Deion now has a lot of health problems, but back when he was playing, I don't feel like Deion was a constant injury risk, and he was all over the field.
But wasn't playing a full-time schedule but of offense playing, and defense.
He was playing full-time special teams. Full-time defense, special teams, some offense, once in a while lined up a wide receiver, and baseball.
Right.
So, I mean, he was doing more with his body than anybody, and I don't remember him being constantly hurt.
So, but is Deion the one of one, right?
No, like, there's a two of two. He is Deion.
So here's the other part about Shohei, and we're asking Shohei Ohtani and Travis Hunter, what's harder to do as far as being like a two-way player. The one thing about Shohei, and we've seen this, he can get hurt and not be able to pitch and still hit at an MVP level.
Yeah.
If Travis Hunter gets hurt playing corner, he's not playing wide receiver.
That's true.
You're out. And, you know, Shohei still brings value even if he can't perform one of the duties. That's not what it would be like with Travis Hunter. There's no way that he's going to be hurt and be like, all right, well, I can only do corner now. It's like, no. If you're injured, you're injured and you're in street clothes.
That is quite an anomaly, by the way, that Shohei can get Tommy John surgery and start hitting again almost immediately. That's a little flukish.
Well, your guy Bryce Harper did the same thing, right? It's just easier for hitters to come back from Tommy John.
Except that this example, Shohei's been hurt a lot. Yeah. I mean, you saw him in the World Series. He was not himself.
No.
It was kind of
Freddie Freeman was hurt too, actually, which is.
But he wasn't holding his chest as he was running from first to second base. He probably shouldn't have even been out there. I that is a good point. Travis can't play one thing like Shohei can. But again, he's a cornerback. What's the big deal? I mean, you might have a non-contact injury, but that might happen to any player.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I watched Jair Alexander get hurt. I watch a lot of corners get hurt, Pearl. Like
I looked at the injury rates for different positions. Cornerback's definitely not. It's on the lower end. There are other positions. Running back's the number one, I think. Those guys get hurt all the time.
Well, it's also different because I think a lot of times what you see with corners and wide receivers and stuff like that is the hamstring, the soft tissue stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes that can be lingering, nagging. You know, you think that it's going to be quick fix, but it actually keeps you out a little bit longer. I'm not saying then like a broken bone, but, you know, they're different kind of injuries. 855-212-4227. We're asking you two questions today. Harder to do, Travis Hunter playing offense and defense in football or Shohei Ohtani as a pitcher and a hitter? We're also asking you.
I'm just different.
If the criticisms of Shedeur Sanders feel like they're getting too personal, had some things coming out of the combine. Josina Anderson reporting one quarterback coach called him brash and arrogant. Two NFL teams picking in the top 10 told Todd McShay that Shedeur came off as unserious and unprofessional.
No.
In their interviews. Joe is in San Francisco. Joe, you're on the Maggie and Perloff show. Good morning.
Hey, he is getting a raw deal. Because I scouted in Major League Baseball for 10 years, so I can tell you he's getting a raw deal. What he's supposed to be doing is looking at his tools. How many tools he got to play in the NFL, Dodd? You know, how he talks and all that different stuff. People look at him as an athlete. They dogging him because he's Deion's son, and that's just what it is. I'm going to tell you straight up.
Joe, so you scouted baseball players. Did you ever take into account anything off the field, or you were just looking at the athlete and how they perform?
Well, you got to take into account some stuff looking off the field, but you normally hear that stuff when people talking in the stands. You know, you don't really – talk to the kid about his off-field stuff, because if you sit and stand there and watch the game, people are going to start talking, and they're going to start saying, you know, if the guy's a thug or whatever. But for the most part, you're looking at the tools. And I can tell you right now, Sabathian, he got lowballed the first time they came with him. They offered him $800,000. Mm. Somebody told him to say no, and they came back a couple of weeks later at 1.6. So I can tell you right now how it goes. So they're trying to get him at a low price. That's all they need to do. They're low dog. They're low jacket.
Right. So you think that this is negative information that's being put out to the world so that maybe he might fall a bit in the draft and some team could come in and take advantage?
Yeah, because if that was Tom Brady's son that did what he did, they wouldn't be saying that. He would be one of the best players coming out of the draft.
That's interesting.
I can tell you right now, firsthand, I've seen it. I just sat at them tables and talked to these kids about playing Major League Baseball and all that stuff. But I can tell you right now, the only thing that keeps you playing pro sports is money. The guy that gets the most money is going to get the better chance to play. And that's just what it is.
Joe, who's the, if without giving up too much information if you don't want to, but who's the best player you ever scouted?
Jimmy Rollins.
Oh, Perloff suddenly perked up. What did you see in Jimmy Rollins? How much better was he than the other people on the field?
Well, when you first look at Jimmy, you wouldn't think much of him in a workout. I remember, you know, him going through a workout, and, you know, I had to tell my boss, like, look, man, you got to really see him in a game because he don't work out good. Mm. And then they went to see him in a game, seen a whole different Jimmy.
Damn.
So, and I watched Sabathian. I seen them all. I seen Sabathian, Dontrell Willis. I seen them all.
And Jimmy Rollins was the one that stood out the most. Not a great practice, or not as impressive when you see him, but when he's in the game. That squares.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was other guys out there. But what I'm going to tell you is this. I seen some guys that was better than Jimmy. They were never going to get a chance to play because they didn't get enough money. Because the money keep you playing. And that's just what it is. Why you think you see guys that, you know, they go first round pick, football, baseball, it don't matter, and you never see them in the big leagues, you never see them in the NFL, you never see them. So they go wrong all the time when they picking guys. You know, like you can pick a first round guy, especially in baseball, you never see him in the big leagues. He wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
All right. So they gave him $2 or $3 million though, but you ain't gonna never see him. Then you got some guys. I'm going to give you a prime example. In Major League Baseball, the coach in the minor leagues don't make the lineup out. The player development guy makes the lineup out. So he's going to tell who's playing that day and who he's going to play, the guy that got the money.
Yeah, right. Because
they want to be wrong.
Yeah, they want to show their investment was worth it. Yeah, Joe, there's a lot of politics here. I'm going to put you on hold for a second. Appreciate your insight here. EJ's going to talk to you a little bit. Yeah, there's definitely politics to this thing. I just can't tell, Pearl, do the politics help or hurt Shador? Because you could argue it helps Shador, too, to have a famous father. It's not all negative and all criticism, right? Like,
I think it's all negative. And
really?
It's all, yeah, coaches don't want to deal with anything, right? They just want a player who'll do what they say. Isn't that the bottom line? Maybe it's the wrong mentality, but that's like the football mentality. It's been that way forever. Coaches just want a guy who's going to come in and be, I hate to say this, but be totally compliant.
That's fine. I'm just saying, do you think that Shador, if his name was Shador Smith,
yeah,
do you think that he'd be in a better position or in a worse position than he is right now?
Way better. Because I think a lot of teams don't want Deion in their building. I mean, it depends. Who's his dad, by the way? Is he former NBA player Joe Smith? What's his
not
dad
a
like?
Famous father. Not a famous father.
I think the issue that we're talking about all day is Shador bring a lot of other stuff besides football, and coaches, for better or worse, don't like that. That's the way NFL is an old school league. All these guys sit in these meetings, they just want players who will say, you know, yeah, I'll do whatever you want. I'll go out there. I think they're afraid of all this stuff. I don't think it's right, by the way. I think that Shador is probably might fall and someone's going to get a good bargain. But don't you think that this is hurting him? You think it's helping him?
I think that it does help. I mean, we talk about, like, you know, and Shador said, listen, I had all these offers coming out of high school. I chose to go to Jackson State with my dad.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and I think, and he's definitely right about that. And it would have been a totally different journey. But no, I think it does help you because, first of all, there's almost like a proof of concept. Like Dion did it, you know? Like he's been around the NFL for so long. He understands the business. He understands the lifestyle. I think that there's like a leg up that you get from having Dion as your dad. Without a doubt. And yeah. Listen, the criticism that comes, it seems like he handles it pretty well and seems like he's clearly not new to it. I think being Deion's son helps him more than hurts him. Maybe put that as a poll.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's made him the player he is and all that's true. But I think the actual draft, this year's draft, teams do not want all the side stuff. It's not just Deion. It's the fame that comes with being Deion's son. So you have your own podcast. You have all these endorsement deals. I think teams are turned off by that.
Yeah, you know, isn't that kind of judgmental, though? Because he's had all these endorsement deals, and he produced at Colorado. And honestly, that's what you're going off of, right? Like, the fact that he produced at a college level, so now you're trying to extrapolate that to the pro level.
I hear you.
You know,
but I don't think the NFL thinks like that. I think the NFL, and by the way, the NFL is, there's reason those teams are at the top of the draft every year. I don't think they're right.
Right.
But I can imagine, you know, McShay basically said it, and Josina Anderson very specifically said it. Teams think that there are distractions with Shador Sanders.
Yeah, I guess. But hasn't he played well? You know?
I hear you. But that's the other thing. That's a more important issue here is now it seems like the NFL doesn't think he's that great. As Joe mentioned, the skills should be... is what everyone should be judged on. I feel like everyone is downgrading Shador's skill set. Have you noticed that?
I absolutely have.
Yeah.
855-212-4227. Do you think that the criticism of Shador Sanders has gotten too personal? And then on the flip side, do you think it's helped him or hurt him to be Deion's son? That's funny. You and I don't see this the same
it's
way.
Helped
I think
him
it's
in his
helped
life,
him.
But yeah. Definitely. No, the question I'm answering, does it help him or hurt him in this year's draft?
In this year's draft. Yeah, I still think help. Because here's the other part. If he wants to manipulate where he's going, having a famous father is the only way you do that. You know, Trevor Lawrence could not have said, I'm not going to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I don't think he could have pulled that kind of power
Duval.
Move.
Well, no, the question is, do you think it helps him go higher in the draft to have Deion as his dad, or does it make him go lower?
Well, here's the thing. Going higher might not necessarily be the best thing for you.
That's all true, but...
You go to a lower team, you know, someone who's picking lower, they may have more pieces, they might be better, they might have a more stable coaching situation. I mean, there could be a benefit of going lower in the draft.
All true, yeah. But the issue of today is why is Shador Sanders falling all over mock drafts? I don't think
it's Deion.
I do. I think it's Deion and everything else. And listen, he might go number two overall to Cleveland. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. But if he does fall, I don't think it's football. I think it's distractions, including Deion.
855-212-4227. All right, is Shador Sanders' stock dropping because of everything away from the game? I find that hard to believe. Anyway, 855-212-4227. You can also watch the show, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork. We say good morning to our affiliates all over the country, and we love you. That's the bottom line. You can listen to our show on the absolutely free-to-download Odyssey app, and on Sirius XM channel 375. Babe Ruth, John Elway, Reggie Bush. That's how you remember where we are on Sirius XM.
Throw in Allen Iverson if you want.
Well, now that's your opinion of who's the most famous number three. 855-212
Josh Hart.
4227. That's certainly Manny's opinion. Coming up, it's a big day for one NFL quarterback. We'll tell you why.
All right, the Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. So every week, EJ picks a Defensive Player of the Week. I have a guess.
Yeah, I do too. Go ahead.
Juju Watkins, because she had all those blocks in the USC-UCLA game.
Yeah, EJ, big fan of women's hoops. I think EJ did go college, but I think he went on the men's side. And I think the Houston Cougars, who forced 20 turnovers on the reeling Kansas Jayhawks, may have gotten Defensive Player of the Week.
That's a team.
Well, we've done that before.
Oh, you guys are going to hate me for this one. But it's the right pick. Defensive Player of the Week this week is OG Anunoby
of the
New York Knicks.
I mean,
whose defense in the Knicks comeback over the Miami Heat over the weekend included 3 block shots, 2 steals, and a complete erasing of Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo. Played both guys down the stretch. His defense was absolutely maniacal.
I thought everyone was off the Knicks now because you can't beat Cleveland.
That was last week, Maggie. Yeah. This is this week, right?
Last week off the bandwagon. I'm telling you, you're learning from Perloff here, and this is not good with your bandwagon hopping.
But now...
I wish OG defended
what happened
that.
Then?
Where was
How
OG?
Did it end? Well, they got pretty far.
I actually jumped on that Knicks bandwagon about 4 weeks ago until I saw them play against the good team. So now I'm off. EJ's consistent. You can't blame him for being bandwagon.
Manny cleared out of the bandwagon. He's like, they suck. They can't beat Cleveland. They can't beat, who else are they losing to? Boston,
OKC, City, Cleveland. Yeah. This is all
great. But
then they
what?
Were down 19 to Miami.
And then they won that game. So
yeah.
And that's 3 in a row. So. Right.
What, do you want me to just be sad for the next 2 months and not enjoy this?
I mean, kind of. I'm just kidding.
He is prepping to be sad, though, in May. He's already told me that. He has no expectations once the playoffs actually begin.
And I do have expectations. They just end in the beginning of May.
Right.
And that concludes our Knicks coverage.
We are the New York Knicks.
That was a bet you lost?
No, we all had to do
king
it.
We all lost.
It's one of the King for a Day.
Which, by the way, King for a Day is going to be coming back soon.
Oof.
Because King for a Day was born out of the NCAA tournament because whoever had the most selections right through the round of 64 and 32, the first weekend, got to be King for a Day.
Who's the king?
And I'm on a streak, too, because I won the bracket challenge, which was kind of by default. We all did terrible.
Yeah, we did.
And then I won the home run challenge in Major League Baseball, which was super fun. We got to do that again.
Yeah, that was a good one, too. You got to be King for a Day, and we all had to suffer.
Who's the king?
You guys forgot about Giancarlo Stanton. That was the problem.
Yeah, guy hadn't done jack squat in a playoff game and then turned into Babe Ruth. How could we have missed that?
And look what he did for EJ. Neither elbow works now because of that.
Double tennis elbow.
Giancarlo. Non si può stoparlo.
A non-pitcher blew out both elbows for the good of EJ.
The funniest part about EJ being king for a day is just the amount of orange juice that makes its way into the studio.
Yes.
I think Perloff bought $60 worth of fresh squeeze OJ. How much was it? It wasn't 60, but it wasn't all that far off.
$58.
Well, I feel bad because I felt like EJ felt guilty that everyone was giving him a hard time about ordering fresh squeezed orange juice. Did you feel guilty?
Yeah, I mean, like my brother says, who has a breakfast no Bev?
Your brother actually says that?
Yeah. How do you have a drink with no Bev?
No, but it was just that it was the fresh squeezed orange juice, I think, was like $8.
It was $6.
Was it $6? Okay. But then we had the fresh squeezed orange juice. And Perloff, you bought one for every single person on the show. I think it was like $40.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. I don't know how I got talked into that.
I was king for the day.
King for the day.
Oh.
That was it. That's why we're talking about
it. Yeah, I was king for a day, and I made everybody sing the rival songs. So that's why Bogus had all those Philly fight songs on somewhere in there.
Yeah.
I didn't make anyone buy fresh squeezed fruit beverage. I mean, but you do bring up.
A-G-L-E-S.
Listen, if I know one thing, it's that you can't have breakfast without a Bev, as EJ's brother always says.
Everyone knows that.
Parentheses, do the arm thing. Parentheses, slash.
No one gets the crowd hype like Bogus. Parentheses, do the arm thing.
Reading stage direction. That's what that was. I couldn't figure out what that meant. He was reading a fight song. Do the arm? What is the arm thing?
I don't know. That's what you said
Eagles.
To me.
Oh, that was an Eagles. A-G. Oh, Eagles chant. Okay.
You know, like the YMCA. You got to do the arm thing.
Do a G for the. How do you do that? That's the one.
This one.
Does that really look the G to people?
Well, I mean, everyone's pretty drunk.
But E is.
You guys all just look drunk doing it at the same time.
And we did that all on a radio show, so all of a sudden just got real silent.
Actually, you don't even need to be drunk now. At a Philadelphia State Assembly meeting, they do the Eagles chant.
And spell it wrong.
Basically, they do
best
the,
in the biz.
Pledge of Allegiance and then the Eagles song in Philadelphia schools at this
point. In what order? First, you have to pledge allegiance to the birds, and then we'll think about the country. Bogues, headlines, what do you got?
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and that dumb, boring mid-range game did it again last night.
Out in front, Wallace fed by Dub, misses the tomahawk dunk, but Shai is there to mop up the mess for his fourth 50-plus point game with 51. He's done it in 32 minutes.
Matt Pinto.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Thunder Radio, as he said, SGA 51 points, his fourth 50-pointer of the season, all in the last 7 weeks.
Asterisk. I saw that game. They put Reed Shepard on him. It was a joke. Even the announcers were like, is the Rockets, it's Ime Udoka, right? Is he in a coma? That was the silliest game I've ever seen in my life.
The Rockets didn't have Şengün, Amen Thompson, Dillon Brooks, Van Vliet, Torrey Eason, and Akeem. So it was down to Reed Shepard to guard him.
They had to pull him out of the game. It was the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen. Gilgeous-Alexander had 20 in the first quarter on Reed. It was just, terrible. I compared it to a parent playing a six-year-old kid. And I like Reed Shepard, but he does not belong defending Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Just wanted to say that.
OKC won the game 137-128 over those Rockets. It's victory number 50 for Mark Daigneault's team.
We obviously have a lot more we want to accomplish, but we also, you know, there's people that have been in the room that, you know, we're winning 22 games or 24 games or, you know, scratching and clawing to get to 40. And so we're going to be grateful, you know, for 50.
The Cavs also have 50 wins. The Celtics 7 away from that mini milestone. The Mavs took a 122-98 home loss from the Kings and saw Kyrie Irving sprain his left knee on a first quarter drive. Kyrie, down on the court for a while, did take his two free throws, then left the game and did not return. The Pistons hammered the Jazz 134-106. They've won 10 of 11. And Steph Curry with 21 points and 10 assists back in Charlotte. His Warriors winning 119-101. We're told that the Vikings want to keep Sam Darnold, but not through the franchise tag, which carries a $40 million paycheck. But the Bengals are tagging wideout T. Higgins for the second straight offseason. Bucks wideout Chris Godwin, tackle Cam Robinson, the last players to get double tagged. That was 3 years ago. Cooper Flagg, 28 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. His second-ranked Duke steamrolled Wake Forest last night, 93-60. That's 4 straight wins by at least 30 points for the Blue Devils. Checking the new top 25 polls, women's number 2, USC, has its highest ranking since 1986, and men's number 6, St. John's, at its highest since being number 5 during the 85-86 campaign. Yankees righty Luis Gil, last year's AL Rookie of the Year, shut down for 6 weeks with a lat strain. But don't worry, Manny Pucks, because this did happen last night.
Zach Jones deflected off the helmet and in! It went off the helmet of Will Cooley and into the net! And the Rangers take a 1-0 lead!
You know things are going well when dudes are headbutting the puck into the net. Sam Rosen, MSG TV, the Rangers a 4-0 win over the Islanders. They've taken 4 of their last 5 to tie Detroit for the last wild card spot in the East. The Kings lost their 4th straight 5-1 in Chicago. The Lightning's 8-game win streak ending in Florida 2-1. Maggie
Hockey.
McMuffin, back to you.
Hockey.
Yeah.
Was anyone else thinking about a McMuffin for like many hours yesterday after a caller called in yesterday and
McMuffin
said
McMuffin or something like that?
Recognize Perloff from the Dan Patrick Show? Because he, honestly, McGriddle, I know Perloff is likes those more.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about him a lot.
McMuffins are good.
They are.
I can't believe he called. That was the name they thought they called someone on a radio show.
Would you rather be McMuffin or like McRib? I mean, it's Mickey D's, so everything is a mix something.
That was bizarre. That was so great.
McMuffin or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys noticed too, but I don't think Pearl was listening at the beginning. So at first, I wasn't sure if he was playing with the guy or he didn't know what the guy was talking about.
No, I was playing with him. Okay, that guy knew exactly.
You did seem to be zoned out at the beginning.
Was a thing for 9 years.
No, but before McMuffin.
Really?
McMuffin, oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, here's the funny part, right? He said McMuffin, but then also was very, very much aware of you wanting to move to Iceland at some point because you went on a great vacation there, which is like a pretty specific thing.
No, I think I knew that guy through the years.
Because he thinks you're still there. He was like, yeah, he went and had a new life in Iceland.
He's kidding.
Oh, I don't think he was kidding.
He's 100% kidding.
It felt like almost like a reunion. He was like, hey.
Yeah, not to get too much in the weeds, but I know that caller is like a consistent Jody Mac caller over the weekend. I used to work on Jody Mac's show a bunch. So this was like him going on this whole spiel about this was so bizarre. I'm used to him just like surviving through Jody Mac, you know, cough filled rants
just,
and stuff.
It's just funny to mess up the name, which is obviously just funny in itself. But then to be very much about the details of your life is just a funny juxtaposition.
No, he didn't mess up. He's clearly a DP show listener. He knew exactly what was going on.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. McMuffin was a thing. I can't remember who called me that first. It was either a guest or a caller for, listen, years
and years.
Was
the guest Ronald McDonald by chance?
Yeah.
Grimace.
But there's no debate. McGriddle, definitely better than McMuffin.
Yes. Oh, 100%.
Disagree.
And, oh, ooh. If you disagree, then you have to be institutionalized.
He's Manny. I wasn't sure where you were going with that
bit
one.
Bit strong.
Like, yeah, put in front of a firing squad shot.
Yes.
No, I don't. I like pancakes and I like egg and cheese and stuff. I don't like them together. So
well,
put that in your pipe.
I thought you had one and you liked it. You just didn't
like
it. Love it. You
I would not order it again. If I'm in the drive-thru at McDonald's and I'm getting a sandwich, I'm getting a McMuffin. Classic.
Speaking of being institutionalized, I had to read something for other work. And did you guys know that electroshock therapy is not bad? Like,
yeah.
Like it's constantly used as a punishment. I've read this thing and it was all about how it's depicted in movies.
Yeah.
Oftentimes is like it's like this harrowing punishment experience that's traumatizing. And then I read this academic piece about how it's like actually really helpful for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And like Hollywood has actually like hurt the stigma of this therapy that can actually help people.
Yeah, did you ever see One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Right. That was the basis essentially of it. But there's so many movies since then that have done that, and that like a lot of actual medical institutions talk about how Hollywood has actually hurt their cause to help people.
Well, yeah, but it's changed a lot through the years. Now it's a major treatment for depression, but that's way different than what. Look up what it used to be like 70 years ago where they would do it. They would
it's like giving people lobotomies,
right? But they would just put way too much electricity in their head back then. Now it's much more subtle and refined.
Excuse me,
Jody Mac.
That was Jody Mac. No, but
was that the electricity? Someone just get electrocuted on the other side of the glass?
Is that what Jody Mac's going through during his shows? No, I just was. You know, but apparently their issue is that like a lot of these current movies are still showing it in that way, like it was in the 30s, which is like a totally different way that it is.
So the loser of March Madness goes through some? Is that what we're saying?
I mean, let's say,
is that where we're going here?
I mean, King of the Day or King for the Day.
Here's Nurse Ratched.
Strap it on, Manny.
Who's going to be the, what
Excuse
is it?
Me.
R.P. McMurphy? Jack Nicholson is here. Nurse Ratched is here. Some of the stuff, like, I know, obviously, you have to put yourself back in that time, but still, when I think about like the Middle Ages or something, and they thought a good treatment for certain diseases, like let's let all the blood out of your body,
leeches, right,
right, yeah. And or like bloodletting, like some could be leeches, others, I'm like, who
or let's just
thought
pray.
That was a good idea,
but it's not a terrible.
They still do that.
Well, leeches worked. I think it was a good idea.
The leech is one thing, but the bloodletting, I think it would just like.
I get it.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
By the way, how did you get from McMuffins to electroshock therapy? That was a left turn.
You're talking about institutionalized. Manny's talking about institutionalizing Maggie.
Oh,
and that's
right,
the first
thing
I thought about.
Which
is also a little flimsy, by the way. You're going to put me in an institution because I don't like McGriddles.
Yeah. I mean, listen. If you're ordering breakfast at McDonald's, there's one thing that my good friend always says. You got to get a Bev.
Breakfast and a Bev. No fresh squeeze though.
Which brother? I'm dying to know. I love your different brothers.
It's Kendall. This is Kendall.
Go, Kendall. That's a Kendall.
That's a Kendall.
Kendall's the analytical one of the crew.
Yes. Yeah. He's like, what? No Bev? Where's the Bev? You got a Bev.
Have you ever considered doing a Stewart family sitcom about the brothers? You guys all are very interesting people.
I don't know if it'd be as funny as people think.
A lot of Marvel talk.
Well, not funny, but I don't know if it would be as like exciting. Because we're kind of chill people.
Okay.
We're not, like, putting ourselves in weird situations too much. We podcast a bunch, so you hear us bicker and go back and forth about random things. There's that. Sitcom, I don't know.
I mean, you do trap delivery people in your garage.
Yeah, well, that was
true. That was amazing.
Which people, which somehow Bogus thinks is my fault.
No.
I had nothing to do with it.
I'm pretty sure I was completely on your side that day.
Oh, Maggie thought it was my fault.
I was like, let him out, EJ.
I
actually felt like you should have been prosecuted for kidnapping.
But speaking of being institutionalized, I mean, me or EJ, who was acting more irrational that day?
Wait, you defended him? He's like, I didn't want to get up and go hit the buzzer to let him out of the garage. How did you defend him, Bogus?
I don't know. I remember somebody else being far more angry at him than I was.
Probably me.
I couldn't let him out. That was the thing.
I know, but you wanted to just take your food and go, and he's going to have to fend for himself. He could have been stuck there for days.
I literally called the super and was like, he's not picking up. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what
super's not coming.
But he's
got to
give me the food. Either way, it's not my fault he got himself locked into a driveway. Why are you driving down a private driveway?
Yeah. He's delivering you food.
It's an apartment building. Go right to the front door.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, dude.
My ultimate EJ selfish move, we all know what that is. When he was in the hotel room and there was, what was the game? There was some
Miami
game on.
Miami Cal.
His wife wanted to go to sleep, and you put it on the big screen. And I said, well, why didn't you watch it? You have the ESPN app. Why didn't you watch it on your iPad? You're like, no, that was a big game. I had to put it on the big screen. Miami Cal.
I don't think that game kicked off until 10:30 at night. I don't think it ended till 2 a.m. I mean,
this guy's a fox. We were at a wedding. It was
you could easily watch it on your iPad.
Oh, come on, Pearl. I gave so much that weekend. I was injured, by the way. I'm still recovering from an injury at that point in time. I wanted to watch Miami football. It was the best comeback of the year.
Watch it on your phone like everyone else.
Oh, my gosh.
The thing is, you still didn't have sound.
No, I turned the sound down.
Right.
So that wasn't loud. This might be the thing that gets me off.
855-212-4227. This whole thing started actually because King for a Day is going to be back soon. That was the real impetus. Whoever does the best in the first weekend of the NCAA tournament gets to be King for a Day and torture everybody else.
Who's the king?
Not a benevolent king. 855-212-4227. Excuse me. Question for you. Shador Sanders, is the criticism become too personal? It's the Maggie and Pearl Show.
Excuse me.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. So much to get to. Franchise tags applied at 4 o'clock Eastern today. We'll tell you how that's impacting one prize quarterback. But first, Rich in California is on the phone answering the question, has the criticism of Shedeur Sanders become a bit too personal? What's up, Rich?
I would say if I your standard NFL coach, probably does not want the circus, which is inherent, or the Shedeur Sanders. If you don't want to deal with the clowns, don't draft the circus. And I'm sure that if there's somebody in that draft that's got comparable talent, I'm thinking maybe that's where I want to go, considering the fact that it's probably going to take 2 to 3 years to develop him into a frontline NFL quarterback, if that even ever happens.
Wait, Rich, I'm just curious. What's the circus? What do you mean?
Dion.
There's going to be a certain amount of media that's going to go with Shedeur Sanders any place he goes.
Got it.
If you're a coach, I don't want that nonsense. I would rather get somebody maybe just a comparable in ability with maybe net without the show that goes with it.
But see, Rich, is that kind of being unfair to Shedeur? Because, you know, you're talking about the dad. You're talking about Dion. Shouldn't he be able to be evaluated as his own person?
Well, he's saying the media.
I'm just simply saying that there's a certain amount, you know, what's fair to Shedeur or what's not as fair to Shedeur. I mean, being Dion Sanders' kid opens a lot of doors.
Sure.
It also closes those same doors.
Right.
You don't get one without the other.
Yeah, Rich, it's interesting, right? And Rich asking, like, would a team just pass on Shedeur? Because they're like, you know what? It's going to be, the microscope's going to be on us because of the media, because his famous father. Listen, the same thing's going to happen with Arch when Arch Manning gets into the league. And the same thing has happened with other guys. I think it's all about, can you play in this league? Like, the cameras followed Tim Tebow to a point where it was uncomfortable, you know?
Right. Teams avoided him like the plague because of that.
But he also couldn't play. If Tim Tebow actually could play quarterback, you would have put up with the media attention.
I think he could have made a bunch of teams, but they said, we don't want him in our locker room. Same with Colin Kaepernick. I think he could have made a bunch of teams, but people...
Well, he was
a little more
like blackballed. Like, we know that now. Goodell has admitted that.
But also, too, I think teams were like, there's too much media attention here. Why am I going to bring that into my locker room? And I don't think Shedeur is only famous because of his dad anymore. He's already pretty famous. He gets a lot of publicity.
So, but that's not necessarily a circus, right? Because he doesn't seem like he's going off the rails. He's not out there getting arrested. He's not out there, like, bringing negative attention.
Well, Tebow was definitely a circus, and he never did any of that
stuff. That's true. Daly is in the chat, says, elite athletes are covered by the media. It's not a circus.
Well, yeah, but there are certain players who are a circus. There's just no doubt about it. I think Tim Tebow is the ultimate. A lot of teams were like, I can't have my backup quarterback have 60 reporters waiting for him when the starting quarterback has 2. And that's a good point that Shedeur will bring a lot of attention, especially if you want him to sit at first, if you have a bridge quarterback. Yeah, I think there's a lot going against Shedeur. The question is not fair or not fair. It's what do the teams think, right? What does fair have to do with where he's going in the draft?
Well, I think that, you know, maybe it does... Are there some teams that say, listen, I don't want any part of this? Or are there other teams that are saying, listen, we need an identity. Like, this being a face of a franchise may not be a terrible thing. And to be honest, like, if you just look at the player himself, whether or not he succeeds or fails in the NFL is going to be just like any other prospect. As far as what he brings outside of it, like, what's the distraction?
It's podcasts.
Okay, a lot of guys have podcasts now.
A lot of college guys?
Well, yeah, I think so. The guys at Kyle Hamilton had one at Notre Dame. Nobody cared about that. I mean, I just think that, like, Micah Parsons, you know, brings some headlines upon himself.
Yeah, that's why he fell to 12. Lucky for the Cowboys.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I guess when I think of somebody who is bringing negative attention, I don't really see it. I saw a article that was attributed to unnamed sources saying that the team had to show up to Shador's, like, rap concert or whatever.
The rap career, too. Right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, but he's not, like, out there performing. It's not like he's pulling Taylor Swift in the offseason and going on the Eras tour. Like, it doesn't match what we're actually seeing. Him having a hobby of rapping is not the same as being out on tour and it being a distraction. He's, like, doing it in his house. I don't see how that would influence what he's doing on the football field.
Yeah, I just think that all these prospects are so closely grouped as far as talent-wise that it could be the one thing that weighs against him. You're looking for one little thing. And you know, this isn't about what we think or what's fair or not fair or what's right or what. For example, Josina Anderson reported that some coaches didn't like him, thought he was arrogant and brash, and she thought that was unfair. Mm-hmm. None of that has anything to do with the fact of where he's going to get picked. The team, you know how NFL teams are. You've met NFL people. Don't you think they think like that? We're covering what the NFL teams are doing. I believe that the NFL has a sort of old school view.
I always ascribe to something someone I used to work with said this, and I think they were absolutely right, which is teams would draft Jack the Ripper if he could tackle. I think that's all they care about is the talent, and are you worth it? Again, if Tim Tebow played like Peyton Manning, it wouldn't matter how many cameras are there. The fact of the matter is Tebow couldn't play football at a high level, so the cameras didn't justify the attention. His play didn't justify the attention. Right. It was only because of his celebrity. If Shador is worth it and if he can play, then the cameras will be worth it.
Well, but I do think it's a factor. If Shador was 6'4 and not 6'2, 6'1 and a half, then I think teams would be like, okay, we'll take the attention. But you're right. I don't think Shador is viewed as this elite prospect. That's why he's falling. But I do think this is hurting him a bit, for sure. I mean, there are definitely teams who are going to put him on the no draft list because they don't want Deion in the building. I think it is mostly Deion.
Jeff's in Tucson. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Maggie. Perloff, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, pal. What's happening?
So one of the things I want to discuss about Shador is he's going to choose, because his father is going to help him, what teams he wants to go to. Mm-hmm. And being a Browns fan, and we have the number 2 pick, I don't want him on my team because he doesn't want to come to my team.
Why do you say that? Deion said really nice things about the Browns.
But he doesn't want the Browns drafting him. He doesn't.
Well, that's my theory, Jeff. I'll say it. That's my theory. I don't think the Browns have proven over the last 20 years that they're good at developing quarterbacks.
No, they're not.
Okay.
So let's pick Howard, Ohio State boy, and develop him because he can pass the ball with metal. He ain't afraid to play.
Well, not with two.
We can take we can take Hunter first.
Yeah, right.
We take him first. You know.
Wait, Will Howard?
Yeah, okay. Later. Not at two. Take Travis Hunter at two and take Will Howard
second
later.
And third round. Yeah, because he's going to be there. And we can take Hunter first, you know?
Jeff, it's not a bad idea, and thank you for the phone call. Not a bad idea. Again, I'm the one who's saying I don't think Deion would be thrilled with Shador going to the Browns. Deion said on the Dan Patrick Show, yes, I'm going to have a say, and there's teams I prefer he didn't play for. He never said which teams.
Well, you know, it's funny. That Shador question and answer about can you turn around franchises, that was from the Browns. A Browns reporter said was asking about Cleveland. He said, I've gone to two different programs and completely turned them around, implying that Cleveland could be the third team. I think Shador would be okay with the Browns because the other choices are losing teams as well. I know the history of the Browns and all that, but, you know, he's 23. He doesn't care about that.
Kevin, got about 20 seconds here. What do you think about Shador?
I think, I don't know if the criticism is fair or not, but if I were GM, I'd want him to be overly criticized, basically just to see how he can handle it. Mm. Because as an NFL quarterback and Deion's son, he's going to have to be able to do that.
Kevin, it's a great point. Thank you. And I actually do think that the Sanders family 100% uses the fuel of the haters. And that's not just the Sanders. Hell, Tom Brady and Michael Jordan, I mean, inventing stuff, right? To put an edge on their and chip on their shoulder. I think they love the criticism. I do. Because I think they can say, we'll prove you wrong. We've done it at every turn.
I don't know. I've seen Dion bristle at criticism in press conferences, though. He doesn't like it in press conferences.
How about our very own Andrew Kaplan, who says the Shador podcast is unlistenable? Uh-oh. Okay, lots more to do. Don't move.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.